Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
VAP is the Vaccine Administration Program, a strategy to ensure the distribution and administration of a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine to all New Yorkers. That's the VAP. The semi-official dictionary is still in compilation. If you have any suggestions, we are taking them as we're putting together the full dictionary. The Vaccine Administration Program, we have a draft of a plan that we are circulating today and we've sent to the federal government that starts the administration planning process for a vaccine. As you know, we believe there's going to be questions about the safety of the vaccine, so we put together a special New York task force team of experts. I'm going to ask them to review any vaccine before I recommend it to the people of the state. I think that will give people added surety in the vaccine. But we are coming up with a plan on many presumptions. We don't really know how many doses we're going to get. We don't know what vaccine we're going to get. We don't know when we're going to get it. So this is all preliminary. But we would prioritize the vaccinations. The prioritization would be based on risk, and essential workers would have a priority, and people at risk would be prioritized, and we'd set up a matrix by that regards, and there'd be several phases to the administration of the actual doses. We're working with our healthcare partners all across the state. This is going to be a massive undertaking. Hospitals, urgent care facilities, primary care facilities, pharmacies, local department of health, mobile units, mass vaccination sites. The state will have a statewide vaccination plan. We will do it in concert with the federal government. The federal government is in charge of producing the actual vaccines and distributing the vaccines. So the state's position is we have to wait for the federal government to provide us the vaccines. What is the schedule? How many, et cetera? On the state side, within the state, we will have one statewide vaccination plan, and the local governments will participate through the state, right? So it's federal to the state. We have to work that out. Local governments will participate through the state. We have 62 counties. We're not going to come up with 62 county plans. We have 1,527 cities in New York State. We're not going to have 1,527 different city plans. There'll be one statewide plan, and the key is going to be working that out with the federal government. But, big but, B-U-T, states cannot do this on their own, okay? Period. This is a massive undertaking. This is a larger operational undertaking, I would argue, than anything we have done during COVID to date. This is a more complicated undertaking and task, and we need the federal government to be a competent partner with this state and with every state. Think about it. 20 million people in the state. Most of the vaccinations they're talking about now require two vaccinations, okay? Two dosages. Depending on which one, 21 to 28 days in between. You would have to organize an effort to vaccinate everyone once, record when they were vaccinated, with what vaccine, bring them back 21 to 28 days later to get that same vaccine, There will be several vaccines that are available. The storage of the vaccine would have to be at minus 80 degrees. There's a question about how many refrigeration units are even capable of doing that. There's going to be trust issues about the vaccination, and there's going to be conspiracy theories, and there are going to be rumors, and there's not a lot of trust, let's be honest, in the federal health organizations right now. And before people let you put a needle in their arm and inject something, there are going to be serious questions. And then people are going to want to know, well, there are several vaccines available. Is one better than the other? Should I wait for the next one? Is this really the best one? In context, what does it mean to do 40 million doses? Testing has been the main operational nightmare for states, government, since COVID started, right? There have been a number of operational nightmares, but the single largest has been testing. We have mobilized the entire state, county governments, city governments, town governments, hospitals, pharmacies. We do more testing than anyone else in the country. How many tests have we done from COVID, from the time COVID started? With all of it, we've done 12.9 million tests. 12.9 million tests. Great. More than any state pro rata. 40 million vaccines. A test for COVID is the nasal swab, bloop, and it goes to the laboratory, and the laboratory tells you the results. A vaccine is more intrusive. Roll up your sleeve, I'm going to give you a needle. Everything we've done, 7 months it took us to do 12 million tests. How long is it going to take to do 40 million vaccinations or 20 million vaccinations, right? So it gives you a scale of how daunting this task is.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.